very hard to get an understanding of the size and the magnitude of what is taking place here up on the Gold Coast over the next couple of days. The Magic Millions sales that continue to go from strength to strength. The value of the lots or the prices paid for the lots is just growing. The amount of investment in thoroughbred racing in this part of the world is growing as well. And one of the big reasons for that is Aquis Farms and their CEO, Shane McGrath, has been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Shane.
Morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Dave. How are we?
Yeah, really well. Thanks for your time this morning. I do appreciate it. I know it's a busy time of the year for you. And that's it, isn't it? That's the growth of the Magic Millions is just incredible. And it now becomes a very important part of your calendar, I would imagine.
Absolutely. And look, the international appeal we've seen for the Magic Millions over the last couple of years, you know, it's grown and it's obviously got a firm position now on the international calendar as well, which is great for Queensland and Australian racing in general.
You've got one of the best jobs going around, Shane, because you've got this Hong Kong-based the Fun family who love their horses, and it's a bit like, you know, the Monopoly when you're sitting at the table with, you know, the big wad. You've been charged with buying, and it must be fun. It must be fun starting from the start and just going out and buying what you want and really a blank canvas.
Absolutely. The Fung family are obviously Hong Kong-based, but they've had a lot of interest in Australia for the last 30 years. And, you know, I suppose we're all grateful that they've taken such a keen interest in the thoroughbred business. And, look, it's a dream job in a sense because you're able to go and source the horses you want. And I guess over the last sort of 24 months, the success we've had it's been remarkable, really. And, you know, it's very hard to replicate a day like Flemington Derby Day. Or indeed, you know, the last two Magic Millions, we've been fortunate to win with Hootson and Sunlight. So it's been great, and it's a thrill to be a part of it.
Yeah, it brings its own pressure, I would imagine, with that as well, Shane. How active will Aquis be in the sales this year? Is there any number that you're looking to hit? Is there a certain type of yearling that's going to be more appealing to you than others?
Yeah, not necessarily in terms of volume. We tend to stick to the sires but proven stallions, and you know, we were fortunate to secure Dubious here last year. So that's the mould of horse we're looking for. As we know, the breeding side of the things, we've a two-stage stallion operation, and you know, the breeding focus is predominantly on the speed sires, and obviously the ones are successful. So you know, from a buying perspective, that's where we aim up at. And obviously, we've from the Aquis operations point of view, we've a draft of yearlings there to sell on behalf of clients as well. So, we'll be wearing a few hats this week.
There's some of the catalogue, looking at it, looks outstanding. I'm interested in lot 152, which is the Sebring out of Solar Charged, and obviously the half to Sunlight, Sunlight being by Zoostar. But have you found that this year the colts are, you know, getting your eye more than the fillies? Or because we've had in the past, or especially looking at the last couple, I mean, the fillies have been, you know, the standouts in what we've had in the racing seasons.
Yeah, that's probably a fair analysis of it. You know, we've had some dominant fillies. That particular horse, I mean, Solar Charge herself, she's obviously a bit of a freak, and Sebring's a champion sire, so he'll be well found, that horse. We generally stick to colts when we're doing our yearling inspections, but I've been delighted with the quality of horse that's out there. We've obviously got some sensational sires on the rise with the likes of I'm Invincible and Zoostar. I mean, they're going to ring a lot of bells at sale here. And, you know, you've got the tried and trusted, Not a Single Doubt, and Schnitzel and Fastnet Rock, and those sort of horses. And, from what we can find, and particularly once we've vetted now and we've done our second and third inspections, you know, we've got a fair list there to keep an eye on today. And I think it's a very strong day today. It'll start early, and there's some cracking colts in the first couple of hours, and that'll set the benchmark for where the sale is at. And you know, Australia's, from people on the outside looking in, how with the increase in prize money and how racing is on the rise here, I think we'll find it'll be a very solid sale at every aspect.
Shane, Red Zell is a graduate of the Magic Millions sales. So too Winx. Peter Tye, co-owner of Winx, has said in interviews beforehand that 17 people have come up to him and said, yes, I was the underbidder on Winx. So I'm sure that grows and grows and grows. Do you walk into a sale like this, and I know she's a once-in-a-generation horse, maybe even more than that, but just thinking, you know, just maybe there's another Winx in the pack here somewhere?
Definitely. Now, I think for most people that are doing their selections, everyone has a criteria and a base that they do their selections on. And it's I think it's easy keeping horses on, but you know, you can't buy everything and you can't bid on everything. So it's always the worry of the one that you didn't quite make the cut. Is that going to be the one that's going to leave you with a bit of egg on your face? So that gives us all a sleepless night, I can promise you.
Mate, just quickly and furthering on from that, 2019, I mean, obviously last year, breakthrough success, obviously that Victorian Derby was outstanding. What are the 2019 goals? Because you've obviously got a massive operation, it's only getting bigger and better, and you're seeing your colours pop up all over the time. You're getting behind race clubs as well. Is there one particular goal or race you'd like to win?
Oh, I suppose, like all of us, you want to win one of the, you know, we've been fortunate early on with likes of Invader and Extreme Choice, race those in partnership, but the you know, to nail a 2-year-old classic in our own colours is would be the icing for us. Really, we've had 112 winners so far for the calendar year, which is a testament to the systems we've got, and we've got a fabulous racing and pre-training operation out at Conunga ran by Casey Fogden, and all the horses that we have now are graduates of that program. So it's a program we've developed ourselves, and we're, you know, tremendously proud of it and the team we've got. So hopefully we can keep finding these good 2-year-olds to keep flying the flag for us.
All right, let's put the heat on him, Jimmy, and punters out there listening, get your pens ready. Dubious in the Magic Millions 2-year-old classic was outstanding at Eagle Farm after sitting deep. It's only had the 2 starts, was brilliant in the Breeders' Plate. Do we just get on, Shane? Do we just get on? We need a solid tip here. None of this, he's working well. We just want to know. Fill the account, have a crack and go bang.
I'd go bang.
Yes, that's what we want.
Why not? He's got the Breeders' Plate form, and we've seen that over the years gone by. That's the form that stacks up, and he's drawn well. He's working super. Kieran's happy with him. So look, everyone needs even luck. Michael Walker rides him really well, so it's obviously a tough race, but happy to be on him, and probably wouldn't swap him for anything else.
That's what we like to hear. That's a get on, Jimmy.
Shane. No problem with you declaring the horse. I would be very worried if I was you if Dave starts declaring your
horse. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Just wins.
Just leave him alone, will you?
Yeah, I will. I'll take a box trifecta, everything else in the race, mate. You're immoral. Get on.
Thanks, Dave. We'll look after you Saturday night. How's that?
Outstanding. I love it.
I don't think you realise what you've got yourself in for there, Shane. But anyway, good luck with that more than anything. Thanks for your time this morning, mate, and good luck over the course of the sales and, of course, the big race meeting on Saturday as well.
No problem. Cheers, guys.